safety for their specific product line. Hostess Brands offers a competitive wage starting at $70,000 a year and a benefit package including health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, paid time off, and paid holidays. Please apply online at hostessbrands.com. No phone calls, please. Hostess Brands, LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
KVOE News Time is 8:27, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to be talking about National Rural Health Day with a number of Newman Regional Health doctors and administrators. We have joining us here in studio Dr. Jonathan Bates, internal medicine and a pediatrics primary care physician. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
So far, so good. We have Dr. Colleen Fearon, who just started cardiologist here at Newman Regional Health. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
So far, so good. Stephen Bazan, director of business management for Emporia's Newman Regional Health. How are you doing today?
Excellent. Great being here, Chuck.
Nice awesome. To see you. Glad to see you, too. We also have Heather Elward, Chief Nursing Officer at Newman Regional Health. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Good. And Dr. Braden Bitter, surgeon for Newman Regional Health. How are you this morning?
Doing awesome. Glad to be here.
Glad to have you all in here with us today. As mentioned, it's National Rural Health Day. So, Heather, give us a little bit of background here on why this is being celebrated here.
Really, it's just an opportunity to celebrate the power of rural and to honor the selfless community-minded spirit of rural America. Every day we go in and take care of our neighbors, family, friends, and so this is just a way to recognize those individuals who serve their community.
Well, we might as well start with you here on this. Talk a little bit about really what got you into healthcare and why you chose a rural health setting as opposed to maybe going somewhere more urban.
Really, I came to Emporia just to attend ESU nursing school, and I thought I would be in and out of Emporia. But really, once I started my clinical rotation and worked with people at Newman, I met some of the most amazing, caring, compassionate physicians and staff, nurses. I just can't imagine being anywhere else. I loved the opportunity to come in and take care of my friends or have my friends take care of me when I delivered my children. So that's why I decided to stay. Never thought I'd be here 30 years later.
Wow. What got you started in nursing? What was it, or how long were you considering being a nurse before you actually started taking the coursework for it?
Well, it did take me quite a while to decide what I wanted to do in college. I think I could have been a student forever. Mm-hmm. But really, my grandpa got sick, and he was a few hours away, and the nursing staff caring for him really demonstrated how well, like, it was okay for us to be gone. I knew he was going to be in good hands. And so that nurse really changed my mind, and I went from education to nursing, which I think is pretty similar anyway, because we do a lot of teaching in nursing. So, mm-hmm.
What is it like being a nurse in a rural setting? Let me ask you that. And considering that you've always been in a rural setting, you don't obviously have the urban comparison, but what is it like?
I think it's definitely a challenge. We take care of we never know who's going to walk through the door, and one day we may be working on obstetrics, and the next day we're taking care of someone that just had surgery or helping out in the ED. Because we are rural, we have to be flexible and have to be able to go everywhere. So you have to be prepared for anything. You can't just have a specialty where if you're in an urban area, you can work just one location and really get to know that area. So we have to know lots of things.
Gotcha. What drives you? I know Steve kind of submitted the question, what's your why? But what really drives you on a daily basis to help our community the way you do?
Just last week I got my friend texted me and was like, I can hear you talking. I'm like, well, I'm in the ER. Why are you, so I'm like, what are you? And, she ended up having to go to surgery, and Dr. Turner was taking care of her, and Olivia was, there for when she woke up, and Juliet did her recovery over in CDU. And so I think just making sure that I know my friends are going to get the best care and have a best experience, I think really drives me to make sure we have the best people at the bedside and that we have the quality and the care that people deserve.
Outstanding. Heather Elward, Chief Nursing Officer. Heather, thanks so much for your service. Thanks for joining us here this morning.
Thank you.
All right, let's continue down the right side of the table here with Dr. Braden Bitter, who is recently started here at Newman Regional Health. It's only been a few months for you, really, hasn't it?
Well, it's been a little over a year.
I'm losing track. Really? Okay. What brought you to Emporia? For folks that don't remember, you were on with us here shortly after you got started. I mean, within a few days difference. After you got started.
Yep.
What brought you to Emporia?
So I'm born and raised in Kansas. I was born and raised in Hoisington. My wife is also from Kansas. I mean, we live and breathe this state. We love it. And we did our own specialty training. She's an ICU nurse, and I did all of my training in Kansas. And I wanted to come back to the community that raised me, right? I was offered great care growing up. I had great mentors growing up, and that's what I wanted to do. After I got highly specialized care in the surgical realm, I wanted to come back to the community and give back what I've been given in my past, and I love it.
What is it about Kansas and rural health care that you really feel at home? Because it really sounds like that's where you feel the most comfortable. What is it about rural healthcare that makes you feel so comfortable?
Yeah, it's the community. It's the tight-knit environment. It's the Midwestern culture. It's the drive that we all have. And it really is the community. I mean, it's the help. It's the saying hello. It's waving to each other, going down the road. I've lived in Kansas City, Puebla, Mexico. I've lived in Wichita throughout my training, right? And it's just something that I've realized I wasn't able to obtain in those areas, those bigger areas. And just coming back here, it is home, you know. I'm seeing neighbors that in these faces of people that I don't know, like they're my neighbor. I know that growing up in Hoisington, it's just it's home. I feel so good. I feel so comfortable here.
Good deal. We always see there's so many medical style TV shows that are out there. And I'm assuming that the surgery side of things isn't quite as dramatic in most cases as what we see. But talk a little bit about about your workload and how that can change in a moment's notice depending on the need.
Yep. So you always want to be cool, calm, collected. You really want to also have a strong grasp on all modalities at your disposal. So you want to be comfortable. You want to be flexible. You want to also understand that things can change on a moment's notice. And when it does change, you want to be prepared to then use something else. So if I'm doing something robotics and I'm not able to achieve the exposure that I want, or I can't place in a port, well, I got to be prepared to do traditional laparoscopy or go back to the old-fashioned traditional open operation. And so those are things that you want to be able to change within probably a couple seconds notice and be very well adapted to doing. So I think that's a big part of it. Yeah. But the drama itself, I mean, and there's drama everywhere, you know, but surgery itself, not really. I mean, it's very focused.
Gotcha. What drew you to surgery? Because there are so many different medical options.
We can go a few minutes if you want to.
But, you know, the big thing was that, you know, growing up on a farm, my dad's side of the family is all engineers and farming. My mom's side of the family is all church and it's all teaching and leadership. And so, you know, growing up, I'm like, man, maybe I want to keep welding. I want to work on the farm. I want to take over my dad's business. Then I started thinking, I'm like, well, I really love the sciences, but I like doing things with my hands. At first, I was thinking, maybe I'll do forensic science. So I'm at Wichita State going through courses. And then after a while, I'm like, I don't know if I want to be in a lab, man. Like, what do I want to do? And eventually, I start having really good mentors throughout this whole time. Dr. Durrett, that's one of the ones that kind of helped raise me throughout high school and undergrad. And it really honed me in on medical school. And after that, I'm thinking, well, how do I really apply my hands? And surgery was it. I like getting my hands in the game.
Mm-hmm. Right? That's so awesome. What is your why? What drives you on a daily basis?
Yes. So we always say, you know, my wife, our families, but also the community. I always go back to saying, like, well, I really do want to give back to the community that raised me. That is my why. It really is. If I could do it again, I would do it tenfold growing back up in my hometown of Hoisington or a similar community. I mean, it's priceless. So that is my why. My wife, our close families, and our communities that raised us.
Outstanding. Dr. Braden Bitter, surgeon at Newman Regional Health. Thanks for the work that you do every day, and thanks for joining us this
morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, let's switch over to the other side of the table, Dr. Colleen Ferran, who just started as a cardiologist.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
So far, so good. So talk about your medical journey, kind of what got you started in medicine, how long you'd been kind of considering medicine before you started taking classes, and what brought you to cardiology as your main focus?
So it all started in a little small little island in Jamaica. So growing up in Jamaica, I was always in and out of the hospital just because of rough play, for one reason or the other. Luckily, I wasn't admitted for more than a day or two.
That was long enough.
Not long enough, but, you know, my poor mother always had to bring us there, and so that drew me to medicine in itself, you know. But then when I went to college, I'm like, oh, my goodness, this is a lot of information I have to take on. Maybe I should do accounting and finance. But I got right back into medicine, and then I decided to volunteer at the hospital. I tried to shadow in physicians. I shadowed an OB-GYN and a cardiothoracic surgeon. The cardiothoracic surgeon was the first one, and he was like, you know, you got to be here at 5 o'clock in the morning for a cabbage. And I was like, what's a cabbage? I literally went
You're going to have to explain that to the rest of us now that they have no idea.
I literally went to Google and I Googled cabbage, spelled it like the real vegetable. But I put cardiology or heart. And then I saw that it was a bypass, like a cardiac bypass for patients who have coronary artery disease, unable to get good blood flow to their heart.
Okay.
And so... So I looked it all up, went to the procedure the next morning. We're in there for many hours, 5-6 hours. But I had to go to class, so I had to leave. I was like, thank goodness. But being able to look at the heart, seeing them move a vessel, attach it to the aorta, the large vessel in the heart and everything, it really fascinated me. And the funny thing is that I was learning about the heart while in school at the same time. This was about my junior year of college. And so... Right after that, I never had any issue when I was there. I went to the OB-GYN, passed out.
A lot of people will go the other way. But
passed out. So that drew me to the heart in itself. And, you know, then I went to medical school. I went to Morehouse School of Medicine back in Atlanta. I moved to the U.S. when I was a teenager, so I did all my education in Georgia. Mm-hmm. So when I was in medical school, their mission is big, very, very big on rural health and serving the underserved. So that was a part of our curriculum. So they had us go to rural areas during our every year in some aspect, and speaking with the doctors serving in those areas, and everyone looking up to the physician and being able to answer all the questions. And it didn't matter what was the issue or how far out of scope it was for his practice, he was always able to know. And I'm like, I want to be that person. So, you know, then I went to California for my internal medicine and cardiology training, which was good, you know. You know, the culture is a lot different from the South, definitely a lot different from Jamaica as well. And so I wanted something that made me feel back at home. And so when I was interviewing, you know, I did one interview. I came out here. Someone reached out to me. I came out here and I just fell in love. I always wanted to do something rural from the time I decided I wanted to do internal medicine. I was even considering delaying my cardiology training because I thought that was easier for me to get into rural health being primary care. And so I was just so happy that I was able to find Emporia. And, you know, actually Emporia found me because they're the ones that reached out to me, and I'm so glad I took it up and headed over and went to do the interview. And after I did the interview and I learned so much about the community, I met everyone at the hospital. Everyone was so welcoming. People saw me down the street and said hello, didn't even know me. And so I just felt welcome from the first day and didn't even bother interviewing anywhere else afterwards. And I'm glad that I stayed. And so once I got here, I felt the same. And it makes it make you feel very genuine, because the same feeling I had from the interview, the same treatment I had from the interview, how everyone reached out to me and welcomed me, is the same exact feeling I had when I came and started working here. So I'm very, very happy that I came.
Good deal. From your perspective, that's probably a question I should have asked Heather and Dr. Bitter. Why is it so important to have, you know, cardiology services in a rural setting? And specifically, I mean, we're 50 miles from Topeka. We're
60 miles from Lawrence, 2 hours from KC, close to an hour and a half from Wichita. Why is it so important to have a kind of a hub setting like Emporia, a rural place that has this level of service and this level of care?
If you haven't realized, time matters. Time really matters. That 50 mile, when it could be 2 miles down the road, could change someone's life forever. And being able to have someone who cares about the community, be in the community to service you and not think about you as another number or another paycheck, is really important. You want someone who is there to listen to you, you know, especially with the culture that may be different. They're used to the fast-paced life. You know, I love patients. That's one of the reason why, of course, I'm a doctor. I love interacting with them. And so even if I'm having a bad day or I feel down, once a patient comes in and they start telling me about their grandmother or they tell me about their grandniece or they tell me something about their life, you just have to listen. And one of the main things is that the patient in itself, they'll tell you their own diagnosis if you just listen. And so I feel as though once you have that connection, once you fall in love with the community that you're serving, and you're able to address their needs and you're able to go the extra mile. And also, if someone says, oh my goodness, I'm having a heart attack, we can save you right here and there. You don't want to have to travel 50 miles. You don't want them to say, well, if we had this service here, he could have lived longer. That's why we do. We have this service so that we can serve you. And that's one of the other reasons why I was here, too, because the cardiology service had such a wide array of things that we're able to provide for the community. And also, even though working with Dr. Lloyd here, he's been phenomenal. He's been holding down the fort for so long, and I'm so happy I'm here to learn under him as well, given that I just got here. But If you just come, everyone just come to the cardiology service. If you have a little chest pain, if you have uncontrolled blood pressure, any problems, you can easily come and make an appointment and you get the service ready. You don't have to wait 6 months, a year. You can get what you need within a week because we have the services available to them, which I'm happy for.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Ferran, thank you. Welcome to Emporia. Thank you for being with us here today. Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And Dr. Jonathan Bates, internal medicine, pediatrics, primary care physician. Let's talk about your trip here and your trek to Emporia, Kansas.
I think I will probably echo a lot of the same things, themes as Dr. Bitter and Dr. Fearon. I grew up in southeast Kansas, a couple hours away from here. Grew up on a farm. Always enjoyed science, loved that, loved learning, and I had a nurse as a mother, and my brother became a nurse practitioner. So ended up working in high school at a nursing home. Had an influential trip to Haiti in high school as well, and I just realized that I think that I have been blessed in so many ways, and if I can use my passions and my blessings to serve other people, then I should do that. So that kind of led me to pursue a pre-med track in college. Loved anatomy, loved physiology. Ended up going to medical school at the University of Kansas, learning about different specialties. I questioned what I wanted to go into, and ultimately I came back to the fact that I grew up in rural Kansas. That's where I want to go back to. That's where I want to practice. I am one of those people, and I can relate to the people in rural settings, and so decided to do primary care in the form of internal medicine and pediatrics. I came to Emporia for a few reasons. I think that I have family in Americus, 30 minutes away from here. When I interviewed here, I was struck by how I was struck by the other providers. They enjoyed each other's company. They enjoyed their jobs. It was very clear that they did. It was clear that they enjoyed serving this community and that they had served this community for a long time. And that was a group of people that I wanted to be a part of. And so ended up coming to Emporia. And same as Dr. Fearon, that wasn't a fluke. I mean, these are the real feelings that these providers have. And I think that was a good judgment. I think that those people truly do love being here and serving this community. So that's what brought me here.
Good deal. What is it about – let me just ask you maybe a little bit of a variant on the question I've asked here of our other providers, and that's It doesn't really sound like you had really much of any interest in going to a larger urban setting. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, that's totally true. I mean, I think that's for a few reasons. One being, I know that social systems, culture plays a huge role in people's life and in their medical status. And I have an understanding of what that culture looks like in rural Kansas. And so I think that I can provide better care here than I would in an urban area where I'm less familiar with that. And then the second side of things is I know that having trained in a large program, a large institution in South Carolina, sometimes it's hard for those institutions to adapt to the needs of the people that they serve. And I think that in a smaller system in rural Kansas, that system can adapt to the needs of the providers and to the needs of the patients as well in a much easier way because there's not as many gears involved in that. So those things, I think, were big for me.
When you look at, you know, there's the question, what's your why, what drives you? Especially, you know, I look at pediatrics, and this is going to be your busy season, mm-hmm. obviously, and probably has already started mm-hmm. just with illnesses. Talk a little bit about, you know, how your schedule kind of maybe shifts seasonally mm-hmm. with internal meds, pediatrics, and primary care, and what drives you and your immediate staff, your nursing staff, to give the community your best every day?
Yeah, so it definitely does shift. You're right. So I was on call a few weekends ago. We had several admits for peds, just kids sick with viruses and had croup or bronchiolitis. And so it does mean busier call during the winter months. I am a parent. I have a 12-month-old at home. And so I think I can relate to you know, sick kids and being concerned about them and wanting to take care of them. And so I am, I think that drives me, that drives my staff as well. When there's a parent with a sick kid that comes in that needs help, then we are all happy to help them and to spend extra hours, you know, making sure that they're taken care of.
Outstanding. Well, Dr. Bates, thanks so much for joining us here today. Really appreciate
Absolutely.
Your time and,
yeah.
and your work here in the community. Stephen Bazan, this is, I mean, you've done a great job here with some past interviews, bringing a cross-section of providers here with Newman Regional Health, and another great panel here today talking about rural health and, you know, not just the individual components, but really the need for top-quality rural health care.
Yeah, it's a demonstration of how interconnected that we all really are in rural America, and specifically Emporia, through our healthcare across our area, through our enterprises, through our education system. I think rural communities share an interdependence upon all of those things that are so important, and we rely on each other. And so this is, you know, today to celebrate that specifically in healthcare, and we could not be more proud of you've heard from three of the newest physicians in our community that have come. We've had eight in the last year and a half new physicians, and so we're proud to be able to serve the community and invite that dependency from our community on us. So, yeah, it's a pleasure. Thank you, Chuck.
Outstanding. Well, thank you for bringing everybody in and getting this coordinated here. And we really appreciate the look at rural healthcare through the eyes of our Newman Regional Health providers here today. Steve, thanks again.
Thank you.
Dr. Ferran, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Dr. Bates, thanks much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Good deal. Dr. Bitter, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Heather, thanks again for joining us here today.
Yes, thank you for having us and letting us share all the good things happening over there.
Indeed. Lots of good things to share here at Newman Regional Health. Chief Nursing Officer Heather Elward joining us today. Also Surgeon Dr. Braden Bitter. Cardiologist Dr. Colleen Ferran joining us. And Internal Medicine Pediatrics Primary Care Physician Dr. Jonathan Bates, along with Director of Business Development Stephen Bazan. Newman Regional Health, our focus of our Newsmaker 2 segment here this morning.
Yeah, thanks to all of our guests for a very, very enlightening Newsmaker 2 program here this morning. KVOE Live and Local. Good morning. It is 8:51.
Be listening for holiday traditions beginning on Monday, November 20th, right here on 14.